This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Public consultation over what is going to cross the Daintree River has reached the people on the north side. We already have a podcast on what council staff were there to say. You'll find that five stories down here on the podcast page. Check it out to see what information was given at each meeting. It's also on the council website as well. The Mayor Michael Kerr has been at all of the meetings, not saying anything but taking it all in. Also present was councillors Lisa Scommerson and Peter McEwen. No sign of the other councillors. Two ferries or a bridge? Your choice. It's your money we're talking about here. The meeting in the Daintree threw up some interesting suggestions and thoughts of locals. It's hard to know just how many want two ferries or a bridge. I know one even thinks the status quo is fine, but that's not on the table. One gentleman brought up an interesting problem that faces people today, especially the visitors who travel across the river to see one of the great natural marvels, estimated to be around 135 million years old, the oldest living rainforest on Earth.
I've been travelling that river since... I've had it blocked for 40 years, but I've been travelling it since I was a school kid, since 1958. But we never had this problem of the speed that it takes to go across that river. It is just too slow.
And what's the problem, do you feel?
I feel it's the ticketing and not enough crossing per hour.
Now, you're talking about the southern side, of course.
Yeah, the southern side. Well, there's nothing on this side. That's why it takes longer to go this way, because they've got to collect the money on their way over, on their way back.
And what's your solution?
Get the people that need to be ticketed off the road and pull over and get their tickets. So they're not holding up the people that don't have to get a ticket. On the other side, the river is the same. I've been there, and while somebody's getting their FBOS card out and they hand them the soliciting where to go and what to do, we're waiting. The ferry's loaded. It's gone, and it's only half loaded. I'm sure if they fixed up that ticketing, I've seen it for many years. Yeah. Anyway.
What do you think of the bridge idea?
I've got nothing against the bridge. Nothing against the bridge. Because I'm a primary producer, I've got cattle. I don't like when a cattle truck has to sit with the cattle out in the sun waiting for a ferry.
Neil Paisley was there and certainly having plenty to say. He should know about the two ferry option. He was the ferry boss at one stage.
Yeah, from 1996 to 2003. And then I resigned over safety issues and traffic management issues at the ferry. Yeah, so I've just been a bystander since then, but this is the time now to make a decision about what the future of the ferry will be from now on. Yeah, the list is endless. It's a road, and it's our only access to our homes and businesses for this whole entire area, and even to Woodjill and residents of Degara. And, it's absolutely vital that we can have access to our properties and for visitors to come and have access here. But the problem at the moment is everybody who uses the current road has huge waits there during the busy tourism season, and it impacts the tourists, who are our bread and butter, our money, and it impacts the residents in our normal lives. It negatively affects us daily, and the entire issue it needs to be solved.
So, because you used to be a ferryman, are you pro two ferries?
No, absolutely not. We really need to have a bridge. So if we don't have a bridge now, it's coming at some stage in the future. A two ferry solution is only a short term solution.
So a bridge. One of the things that came up today is, if you're going to have a bridge, is it going to be open 24 hours a day? How do you see it? Do you see it as a bridge that is open 24 hours, or one that has a limit on the hours?
Yeah, I see it as a normal road, the same as you have to Port Douglas, and that people can come and go as they please. It's a free country, and people should be able to move to and from their homes and their businesses as they want to. We shouldn't be in jail over here as we are.
Are you getting the feeling within your world that people are looking towards a bridge, or do you think she's a bit of a divide here?
Well, what I'm feeling is that people, residents here and business owners here, are absolutely sick of even people who are absolutely environmentally green sick of the dysfunction of the ferry. It negatively impacts everybody that comes here.
Whatever the choice is, it's 5 years away anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So you've got to look, like, oh, I've lived here for 25, 26 years now, and this has been a problem the whole entire time I've been here, and another 5 years probably won't make much difference to me, but it needs to be solved, and I'm thankful that Michael Kerr has taken this on board to actually look properly into all the issues that surround this.
Thank you, Neil.
Just one more thing. Nobody's really taken on board the negative environmental impacts of having the ferry or the two-ferry solution, whereas a bridge, there won't be any need for further road infrastructure creation or building, and the massive dredging of the Daintree River, which happens several times a year and damages and destroys the environment of the Daintree River, is actually negatively impacting our environment. So a bridge will solve those problems too.
Mike Darcy was there. He runs tours. So for him, advantageous to have visitors get across that river. But a bridge is not for him.
Oh, I'd imagine there'd be a two-ferry solution, because the bridge has so many risk factors that are so airy-fairy that any responsible council could not go for that direction. But I think it's good that the council's been through a process talking to people. We know that the loss of revenue to the council won't be as great as suggested, not 1.15 million, because on average over 4 years it's only been 600,000 per year, and price is elastic. You can adjust the pricing on a user pays basis. Heavy users pay more, and I think that those solutions can be readily solved. I do feel sorry for the contractor, because they've been held on to nothing for a long time, and the community and the contractor and everyone needs finality to this. We don't need it dragged out, I believe, over another 5 or 10 year period.
Why are you against a bridge?
The long-term risks of it. It costs a lot of money. There's no certainty. There are enormous number of environmental reports. But not only that, it's a triple bottom line. We've got to talk about the businesses that will be affected by having a bridge and not a ferry. We're looking at the whole amenity. The Daintree is a very special environmental area, and that's the nub of this. A bridge will affect that amenity. A two-ferry solution won't. It'll keep it as it is now, which is wonderful.
Russell O'Doherty is one of the people talking up the hydrogen grid in the Daintree. But in his world, is it two ferries or a bridge?
I think there's a little bit of confusion. There's been a lack of detail in some of the questions that have been asked. The people here haven't really had the answers, which is a little bit disappointing. They should have had that information at hand.
I mean, on the surface, it seemed like a pretty clear choice. Two ferries or a bridge?
I firmly believe that there'll never be two ferries, because they will not, I'm pretty confident they won't get the necessary permits. The landing on the other side, as they stated at the meeting here, they would have to extend the existing landing upstream to make way for a second landing downstream. And they're going to butt it together, but there's a drain there. And that land on the eastern side is National Park. And I can't see National Parks giving them a permit to clear not only the river vegetation to put the second ramp in, but the necessary trees and that to put the road in. And the way they're explaining it is that the road from the lower ferry would have to cross over the main road. So it would be just an absolute nightmare.
So you favour a bridge?
That's the only way I can see it that's viable. If they put it slightly upstream from where the ferry's operating now, they could extend the ferry contract for a couple of years while a bridge is being built. They wouldn't have to upgrade the road infrastructure. The bridge could come from basically where the ferry ticket booth is now, straight down onto Cape Tribulation Road on the other side. It would be, make it a toll bridge, win-win situation. The council would still get the money that they require, that they will lose with a second ferry. The concern with the second ferry also is there'll be further dredging needed, which is problematic, And if they don't, if they put the ferry charge up to $41 a return ticket, that's going to discourage visitors from coming over to the Daintree. If they don't put the fee on the ferry tickets, they're going to have to charge every ratepayer an extra 3% on top of what their rates are now, which is a huge impost.
The thing that came out today, and it's something I've got to tell you, it concerns me, is, okay, say the people of the Douglas Shire say a bridge. I wouldn't like to see it open 24 hours a day, and that came out here in the meeting in the Daintree.
Yeah, look, I'm a little bit undecided in that. I guess everywhere else in Australia, people have got 24-hour access to their homes.
And yeah, but not going into a World Heritage area.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think there was some concern that the more vehicles that come over, there would be more roadkill and things like that of the small animals. Of a night time, cassowaries settle down for the night. But I'm not sure. That's something that I guess the residents north of the river should have a bigger say in, because it indirectly or directly affects us in that. I think 24-hour would be good in a way, because, like, if we want to go to Cairns for a night out, we've got to be back before midnight to catch the ferry.
Maybe they could work something where you have a card that works on, yep, a boom gate situation where locals are allowed to go back, but visitors or anybody else that doesn't have that card, yep, can't have access 24 hours. That might be an idea.
I think that's probably a good idea too, because, look, there's got to be some flexibility in there, and you'll find most tourists don't drive around of a night time. And that's pretty obvious, especially in areas like this. A lot of them are hard pressed to drive up the range road in the daylight hours without crossing over the road. So I think that's a valid point that you're making, Paul.
The resorts north of the river are suffering badly with the COVID pandemic and its impact on visitor numbers. But even before COVID hit, the delays at the ferry, 25% of the time, was hitting them hard. I get the feeling Vicky from Heritage Lodge in the Daintree has had a gutful.
My first preference was keep the one ferry and work on it so that the wait time's not as bad. So sort your ticketing out, sort your timing out, a lot of things they can do. That seems to be taken off the table now, so we've got a two ferry system or a bridge system. Two ferry system, it's okay. Nah, I'm saying build a bridge. Sorry, I've bit the bullet and I'm saying build a bridge.
Build a bridge and get over it.
Get over it, yep. And do it within the 5 years that you've said you'll do it.
I'm surprised.
Only because I'm sick and tired of it. I just think we're going round and round in circles. And what I'm hearing from different organisations and different groups, there's a lot of pressure to don't do anything, keep it the same. If we keep it the same, tourism might as well just say, see you later, Daintree. We really need to have an experience that every single person that comes across that ferry or bridge has a truly good experience, not a 2 hour wait at a ferry.
I was just talking earlier to a gentleman who was talking about the ticketing and the ticketing being a big, big problem.
Oh, and it can be fixed. There's lots of things you can do. Take the booths back another half a kilometre or whatever, so you've got two ferries ready to be loaded. It's already ticketed, they're just loading them. That's all they have to do. Do something on the north side. We've got nothing on the north side that rectifies anything. This day and age, we've got all this technology, and can't we pre-book our ticket? Maybe that's something we can look at.
You know? Or a machine for the credit card. Zip, bang, crash, bang.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Or do it before you get, while you're waiting for the thing. You just automatically do it. You show the person at the booth your phone that's already got your ticket pre-booked, ready, done.
Tell me something. If it was a bridge, open 24 hours or a limit on the hours?
No, I don't want to say it 24 hours, but I do think that having a bridge, and if there's an emergency over here, wow, how easy it's going to be to open a bridge than it is to start up a ferry, a lot easier.
And of course the the services, the emergency services could have a little clicker.
Absolutely.
Away they go.
Yep, absolutely. My biggest concern, and it just keeps pulling at my heartstrings, is I don't want anyone to lose a job. So I don't want any of the ferry operators to lose their jobs, but I'm hoping that they can put them somewhere else, whether it be on the bridge or something. I don't know. Don't know what we're going to do, but let's see.
If you're talking about ticket booths and helping people and also hospitality to people, at the moment people pull up, buses are still turning over with air conditioning, people are trapped in buses, they've got no place to get a coffee, they've got no place to do anything. I mean, it really is Hicksville.
It is Hicksville, and there's one particular day I was stuck in the queue, and I'd already been there for about 45 minutes, and I can go on a priority lane, but at that stage you couldn't see to get across. I've seen this little kid, she would have been about 8 years old, and she's madly running up and down looking for her mum and dad's car because she'd been let out to stretch her feet and play in the bit of grass that's over there, and her parents had to move up and she'd lost her mum and dad. That was terrifying.
The second round of consultation closes 26th of this month. Don't waste the opportunity. Have your say on what you think is required. Whatever comes out in the survey, two ferries or a bridge, there is sure to be more public consultation further down the track as more detail comes to hand.